Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Friday, June 16th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Micron Technology, America's largest maker of memory chips, says it plans to invest about $600 million to expand production in China. This comes despite Beijing recently banning major Chinese companies from buying Micron's products, citing national security risks. That action was widely seen as a response to Washington's ban on the sale of advanced U.S. chip technology to China. Despite the tensions between the two world powers, Micron says its commitment to China is unwavering. Jack Teixeira, the 21-year-old Air National Guardsman accused of taking and sharing highly classified intelligence documents, has been indicted by a federal grand jury in Boston. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Teixeira was charged with sharing information with users on a social platform he knew were not entitled to receive it. A lawyer for Teixeira declined to comment. Last month, a judge ordered Teixeira to remain in custody as he awaits trial. He hasn't yet entered a plea. Disney's finance chief, Christine McCarthy, is stepping down after being a key executive at the company for over 20 years. Disney says McCarthy is taking a family medical leave and will serve as a strategic advisor to the company through June 2024. Her departure comes as Disney is looking at ways to navigate the entertainment industry's transition to a streaming-first business model. Stock markets in Asia ended the day higher, while European shares rose in early trading. U.S. stock futures wavered ahead of a new reading on consumer sentiment due out this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.